Tamidim. Today's Yartzeit of an Isha Chashiva that lived here in Chicago. Her name was Rasha Rufua Chaya Bas Reb Tzvi Schnell, Rabbi Schnell's grandmother. She was really an Isha Chashiva, special lady. Remember, she used to go to a lot of the shiurim, times it was shiurim for ladies, and she would come after the shiur and ask questions and add pieces to it. And she was zeichet to shtal avek, darius yishorim of arochem, Einikel, who was a chashiv a rebbe here, and a family of leaders, special people. May a neshama have an aliyah, should be a melitzesha, for Gantz Klal Yisrael, for us and for Gantz Klal Yisrael. And the first pasuk in this week's parsha, Vayerei l'shem baloi ne'mamre, v'yoyshev pesach o'el k'choyim hayoyim. I saw Svarim HaKadoshim ask a question, that Avraham Avinu was sitting there, pesach o'el k'choyim hayoyim. Rashi says, what does it mean, k'choyim hayoyim? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the sun from its holder. It was really beaming hot. So Alpipashtis, Kechoyim HaShemesh, should have been the words. The sun was very, very hot. The sun was taken out of its socket, so it's very, very hot. What does it mean, Kechoyim HaYoim, that the day was hot? The day was only hot because the sun was beaming hot. So in order to say what a nice word that I saw, I want to go back to a mashal, famous mashal. It's usually used in the month of El. Month of El, they use this muscle where there's a king. When he wanted to reward someone that did something extraordinary, someone that did something special to the king, they would invite him to the treasure house. There was a big treasure house that the king had, and there was layers and layers of precious stones, gold, silver, diamonds. All valuable things were kept in that treasure house. So when there was someone that needed to be rewarded, he was invited to come to the treasure house. And depending on what he did, what the greatness of what, how he helped the king, that was the amount of time that he was able to be in the treasure house and take whatever he wanted to take. Now, if someone had a minute in the treasure house, you could take a nice few things. You could take a few pieces of gold and a few diamonds and a few. You could take a lot. If someone has 5 minutes in the treasure house, you could come with big bags and stock up as much as possible. If someone has 10 minutes in the treasure house, you could. So depending on what they did is how much time they had. Now, the king understood that if someone has 5 minutes in the treasure house, they may take a lot of stuff. So he decorated the treasure house to be the most impressive and unbelievable room. He had beautiful paintings. He had murals, the walls. It was like, wow. He would take the biggest artists and have them decorate the room beautifully. Chandeliers hanging, all different types of styles. He would have a band in the center of the room that would be playing music, the most beautiful music. They would have all different types of instruments playing there. They would have the cellos and the guitars and the violins and the harps and the pianos and the keyboards and everything. And they would have the most professional singers singing in a very low tone. So people that would come in there, they were like, wow, this is beautiful. So even before they had a chance to go check out the shelves in the back room, they would sometimes get stuck at the beautiful part of the room. We have the waterfalls coming down like they have in certain airports, like different color, different designs, the water dancing up and down. And it was like, wow, people will get stuck. All of that was done in order to distract the people that come in there. It's true that the king says, I want to reward you. At the same time, let's see if you're focused or you're not focused. If you get distracted by the beauty of the room, if you get distracted by the beautiful music that's playing, if you're getting distracted by the waterfalls and the fountains and the sculptures and the paintings, then you have less time to grab from the precious stones that's there. The smart person wouldn't allow himself to get distracted. Wow, this room is beautiful, but I don't want to focus too much on which piece of music they're playing right now, because the more I focus on that, I lose out big bucks. So they would just not allow themselves to get distracted, and they would go to the. And you had people that really walked out empty-handed. It was so wow. Everything around was so wow. They forgot why they were there. They forgot what the goal was. They forgot that right now they can grab stuff. And they walked out. And they tell them, okay, your time is up now. It's 5 minutes already. 5 minutes, I just walked in. Yeah, sorry, sir. You didn't look at your clock. It's 5 minutes already that you're here. You were wowing all the beautiful stuff over here instead of grabbing stuff. The world is the same way. The world runs the same way. There are distractions all over the world. And these beautiful music, these beautiful bands, and the beautiful pitchfikas, as they call, is all over the place. And we are brought down for a set amount of time to be down in this world. And we're brought down to grab from the diamonds that's here. Our job is to fill up our bags, our pockets, with more and more toivli teres picha me'alfei zohav v'chesef. Our goal is to fill us up with the most precious, precious parts of this world. And that's all in Yonei Ruchnis. About the Gashmi is important also. But that's not the purpose. That's the distraction. Avraham Avinu knew that his goal is chesed. His goal is to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He understood that everything that he's living for, the goal is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he set goals for himself. Every day I want to do a set amount of chesed. Every day I want to do a certain amount of learning, whatever that learning was. Every day I want to do a certain amount of mitzvahs. He set goals. Not allowing himself to get distracted. What are some of the modern day distractions that are happening now? Okay. Take, for example, I mean, sports could be one of the biggest brachas that's out there. The fact that they have these competitive sports and the teams and the, hey, it's over now, the World Series was just finished, it's over. But can you imagine if the Hamoin Am, if the secular world would not be busy with the sports, with the competition of sports, what would they be busy with? They would try to find a target. Everyone has to be busy. Everyone's mind has to be occupied. And especially those that have that need of being competitive, they want to compete with someone else. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, Berev Rachma v'chassadah, figured out how to create this concept of sports. So let the secular world, let the Hamoina be busy with that sports. Let them fight whether this team is going to win, that team is going to win. So they're not busy fighting Klal Yisrael. It's a distraction. It's a tremendous, tremendous distraction. Now, I'm sure that now that one sport finished, I'm sure the next sport started already again. I'm not very well versed, but I'm sure I can find out whether it's hockey, whether it's, I don't know what comes next, basketball, football, whatever it is. There's going to be another world, another league, another competition. Today's election day, in the East Coast especially, who's going to be the governor in this state, who's going to be the mayor in that state. All of that is also, Brev Rachmov Chasadov, a distraction. They should be busy with figuring out who to vote for. Now, we know in theory it doesn't make a difference who's going to be winning. Lev Melachim B'Yad Hashem. Whoever's going to have the Baruch is going to decide who's going to win, who's the best, and who's going to be the leader. Yet, it's a chelik of the competition, it's a chelik of entertainment that's out there in the world to figure out we're going to vote for this person, or we have to vote for that person, we have to vote. We as Yidden, we know. We follow the Das Tzadikim, Das Gedolim, Das Rabbanim. The Rav tells us this is who we vote for, who we vote for. We're not busy with it. We don't have to discuss this candidate, that candidate. And Baruch Hashem, it's not something that's even discussed here. Yet, for the big world, it's a distraction which works for our benefit that they're not busy targeting us. They're not busy targeting Yidden. We can continue with our goals. We can continue sitting and learning. We can continue davening. Avraham Avinu set himself goals every day what he has to do, not allowing himself to get distracted. And when he saw that the day was coming to an end, and he didn't accomplish his goals of chesed that he wanted to accomplish that day, for sure he had an excuse. He wasn't feeling well. He was weak and he couldn't even get up. For sure he had enough tirutzim in why. Excuses are chelik of the distractions. I'm not going to find a distraction. I'm not going to find an excuse why I shouldn't do my goals. I set goals for myself. So Avraham Avinu was kichoyim hayoyim, the heat of the day. The day is almost over. I can't go back. I can't complete the day without accomplishing my goals. I can't allow myself to be distracted with the not feeling well. It's all a chelik of the sport, of the beautiful music playing in the treasure house, of the elections, of or any other distraction that's going on in the world. So Zakhtar Zang the Swarm, that's why it says kichoyim hayoyim. What was the heat? Was it shemesh? But it was a chelik of the distraction to see if Avraham Avinu is going to use that excuse, or the heat of the day is not going to allow him to use that as a distraction. He will say, no, I didn't accomplish my goal today. I won't rest until I do the chesed. Until I accomplish my goals of the day. How powerful that is. Do we always think about hayoim, the today? The kichoim hayoim, the heat of the day? The day is almost over. The day is demanding something from us. Are we accomplishing our daily goals? When we come in the morning, we have goals that we set for ourselves. We want to learn a certain amount of other. We want to play, so we want to have a good recess. We want to have a good snack. We want to have a good social. When we finish our day, did we accomplish our goals? How many times do we stop and think, what's about the now, the right now? when right now, that I don't want to get lost into what's going on in the big world. What do I want for myself, and am I accomplishing or not? At the same time, it's also important to think about the accomplishments. Do I think about, you know what, I am working hard. Look, it's noticeable. Give yourself credit. Yes, think about the right now. Think about where I was 2 weeks ago. Where was I a month ago? Was I in the same place now where I am? We were just discussing Talmidim. Certain Talmidim that they're davening picked up as if they advanced a year in just a few weeks. Their davening is beautiful. Their Benad Machaver is beautiful. Their learning is beautiful. Talmidim that used to make hakafas during the davening, more than the 7 hakafas, are now inside during davening the entire time. Think about it. You yourself, yes. Don't get lost in what everyone in the world outside would demand so much. And Oyvei, I'm not happy because I'm not accomplishing everything. Look at where you were 2 weeks ago and look where you're now. I think everybody in this room steigt. Everyone. Manal, I have to tell you this. Yesterday I was called that there was a classroom that didn't have a teacher. I came to the classroom and I saw Taka. There's no teacher. So I radioed the principal to find out what's going on. There's no teacher. So he told me that last minute, the teacher, he didn't even have a chance to call him that he can't make it. The teacher can't make it, so the boys don't have a teacher for this period. So I walked into the classroom and I told the Talmidim, I feel bad, but the teacher called last minute that he can't be here. A whole group of Talmidim asked me, Rabbi Tannenbaum, is it okay if I go get my Talmud? I want to say Talmud. I have responsibilities that I want to accomplish today. I have goals that I want to accomplish today. Is it okay if I go say, the teacher's not here now. I want to say Tehillim right now. There's no hoilalus. I want to go say Tehillim. I want to finish my Shnai Mikra, Vechatagim. Is it okay if I bring my Zephyr? Mika'amcha Yisrael. Do we realize that? Where were we a month ago? Where were we a few weeks ago? Is that us? Rabbi said, we have to stop and reflect on the now. Kichoyim hayoyim, the today, the heat of the day. Am I accomplishing my goals? And if I feel bad about myself, 1 second, where was I a few weeks ago? And where am I now? And let me continue on that pattern of growth. Let me continue growing and striking that way. I want to finish with the head of Chofetz Chaim. So far from Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, 1 second. Avraham Avinu is sitting there. But you're saying, Avinu is sitting there. He saw 3 people coming. Malachim, Vayar, he saw them, Vayaretz the cross him, and he ran towards them. We're talking about Avraham Avinu, Yom Shlishi L'Milosai. We're talking about he was shvach, he was weak, he couldn't move, he was sitting there, he wasn't feeling well. What happened suddenly? Vayar, he saw the Malachim, Vayaretz the cross him, and he ran towards them. We're talking about Avraham Avinu. At times, it could be a boy that can come say, I'm really not feeling well, I have a headache, I have this, and then the bell rings in the middle of the complaint, boom! Goes out for recess, but he runs to Kerosam, and he runs to recess, and Baruch Hashem, an automatic refuah shleima. At times that happens. But we're talking about Avraham Avinu, and we know that it was Yom Shlishi L'Milosai. He was shvach. How was it that by Yoretz to Kerosam, like the head of Chofetz Chaim? So I saw from Chofetz Chaim says, Vayar, he saw 3 malachim. He saw the Kedusha. At times, it's not the refuah that they're using. Just that Kedusha is coming to you, that was the refuah that he needed right then and there. The remedy, the refuah for the Shvachkeit was Vayar, he saw Malachim. He saw Kedusha. When you look at something that's Kaddish, when you look at something that's Halik, when you look into a Gemara, when you look at the words of the Gemara, even if you don't understand it, it gives you the Kaddish to Vayar to cross it, to run further. It gives you the Kaddish to stand up and be strong. So the biggest remedy, the biggest refuah for a headache, if I'm not feeling well, a stomach ache, my foot is hurting, my toe is hurting, whatever pain it is, Vayar, make sure you look into Darvish and Kedusha. Make sure you look at a Talmud Chacham. Make sure you look at a Chumash. Make sure you look at something Halik. Take out a Tehillim. Say, do something Halik. And it gives you the Koichis to Vayar, it's the cross up to continue running, continue trucking. And yes, your Tehillim helps. Saying Tehillim here for a Talmud. Yesterday I spoke to a family member and he tells me, Rabbi Tannenbaum, it's Nisim. It's Nisim. The doctors are saying, Mamash Nisim. You're saying to him, on your own time. We say to him here also, make a Mishaberach. And the doctors are saying that they're seeing tremendous, tremendous Nisim. And maybe continue to see Nisim. We always have to remember the Kichoyim Hayoim, the today. Let's not get lost with the distractions of the world. Yes, sports is important. Everything is important. Yet it's a distraction. We're not going to allow ourselves to get lost in that distraction because there are goals that we have for today, that Hayoyim, that today, we have goals that we have to accomplish, that we want to accomplish, and we will accomplish. And at the same time, look at where you are today and compare it to where you were yesterday, where you were 2 weeks ago, where you were a month ago. You will realize how much you steiged, that you will want to continue that pattern for further, to continue steiging, continue doing, and you will be proud of yourself. Again, maybe it's chus for Mr. Schnelson Shama, maybe it's chus for us, maybe it's chus for the chulim of Klal Yisrael. Let's continue that pattern of focusing on the today, where am I, and Klal Yisrael's Yeshua.